wrapping things up here in Mississippi along the Mississippi Gulf Coast. Just incredible people here that I've met. The hospitality, the amazing amount of things there are to see and do here. 19 million people know about it because they visited this area. But there's still, I think, a lot of people who don't know how the coast has bounced back. They have 9,000 fewer jobs from pre-Katrina levels, but still, the casinos are doing well. There's 11 casinos, including the IP. And we have the main man from the IP with us, Bradley Rhines. He's the VP of Marketing and Casino Operations. That sounds like a very important title. That's what I'm thinking. And you know what? The IP, I'm going to say this. This is unsolicited, but driving in, I noticed the IP because I used to live in Vegas. And I asked the cab driver, is that the Imperial Palace? She said, and she said to me, yes, and it's incredible. They have redone the Imperial Palace. It's the IP. So what a great introduction for you. Could you get better PR?
That says it all. That says it all. I have to get the name of that cab driver.
There you go. So tell us about, and that's what she said to me. So Katrina slammed you, right? And then you redid. What happened? Tell me about Katrina first, because that's, people want to know what happened. What happened at the casino?
Sure. August 29, 2005. Obviously a bad date for this area and a bad date for the country. However, we were one of the least affected casinos because we're on the Back Bay and we're just called in Biloxi. So all those casinos that are along the coast, the Gulf of Mexico, they got hammered the most. We're on the Back Bay side of that. So while we were still devastated, we weren't nearly as impacted. So in four short months, December 22nd, 2005, we reopened our property. And when we did so, we took the opportunity to renovate every single thing in that hotel, not just the rooms, but all the amenities, the lobby, the casino, everything had a facelift, including the name. And we felt at that point in time we didn't no longer want to be associated with the Imperial Palace. That name had a negative connotation, I think, in this market. And we rebranded it to the IP. And while that's not a significant name, we didn't have another name in which we could call it legally. So we just took the initials as opposed to the entire name and just rebranded the whole thing. And now it's a contemporary four-diamond hotel.
What were the key renovations that you needed to do? How much did you spend, and what were the key renovations?
Just under $200 million is what we spent, which is significant because that property, when in its heyday, when it was first built, wasn't anywhere close to $100 million. So effectively, we doubled the reinvestment and still are continuously reinvesting. And everything, all the restaurants were changed out. We knew we had to have a compelling product because our food was so awful and so lousy. The casino was very dingy. It wasn't a well-respected place. We had a lot of good associates that were probably held back, and we took the opportunity to change it around. And everyone responded. The amenities are now top-notch. We have three diamond-rated restaurants in our casino now. Two four-diamond and one three-diamond, and we're a four-diamond resort. So that tells a big story going from where we were to where we are today.
Yeah, no kidding. So how do you get that word out when you're doing it? I mean, people can read things about renovations and all that stuff, but how do you get that buzz out there that, okay, this is where we were, now we're really proud because this is where we are now? How do you do that?
Well, the best way to do it is to have cab drivers like that that pick you up. That
word of mouth, exactly.
But, you know, the interesting thing is, if you look at our building from the outside, not a whole lot has changed from the exterior standpoint. So when you're driving down the interstate and you look left or look right and you see the IP, it looks kind of like the old IP from the exterior. But in the inside, once we get people inside, that's our biggest challenge. They will come back because the experience is second to none. And I would say that that's something that is that resonates with all the casinos down here. Service and the personal touch really makes a big difference. I just got back from Vegas, and I don't mean to jump stories here, and I'll get back to the answer in just a second. But the personal touch element, I think, in Las Vegas is so different, and it's missing, than out here. And that's a big point that I wanted to expound upon, is because everyone puts their heart and soul into it. It's a very locals, mid-market, regional-type destination area, and everyone knows that we're competing with other jurisdictions, and they put their best foot forward to make sure the service experience is unparalleled. And what a noticeable difference between Las Vegas and here. Noticeable. So to get the word out, to get back to your original question,
right?
We really had to drive people into our property, and we are one of three properties that opened in December, and one of three properties that remained open out of the 11 up until about June or July of 2006, and we were the largest. So we had a real opportunity, and we knew it, that people were going to come over to our property and experience it. And that's why we took the opportunity to renovate everything. And we felt that was the best strategic direction, is to showcase what we will do, what we can do, and what we want to be, basically, when we grow up. And basically, everyone that came over, and it was a large market of people that came over that had never been in that building before, they built equity in that property. They were going along with the renovations with us, and they experienced something that you probably don't get experience at any other property at any point in time. It was just a magical moment in a disastrous situation. And thankfully, people stuck with us, customers stuck with us, and they spread the word of how different it is and how great the experience is.
You're talking about regionally, and I'm sure you have neighboring areas where people fly in. What is the biggest customer base?
Well, for us, we're a different property. We're like a hybrid property, I would say. We're not totally destination, although we have a destination resort. We get a lot of our business from 250 miles in, I would say. 0 to 250 miles would make up our largest market.
Right.
And then locals, of course, make up a huge portion of our business. And although we have 1,100 rooms, the Beau Rivage has about 1,700 rooms, they are more focused, oriented on the outer market and bringing more customers to this area, which is great. And we have the flexibility to do so, but we never had a great name. That's what I was getting back to why we rebranded. Never had a great name or a great database. And since 2005, December 22nd, 2005, we've really taken the initiative to develop that database, grow it, and showcase it so we can go further out and reach further out to customers that normally wouldn't come to our property.
Do people casino hop?
Definitely.
Yeah.
Definitely.
So someone could go to the Beau, but, hey, you might get them too, so that's okay.
Definitely. No doubt about it.
So you have a friendly rivalry, I guess, with other properties. Yes?
We're always going to be competitive. That's the nature of the business.
Sure.
But I think if you look at it from a regional standpoint to a person, they would all say that our first core focus has to be on growing this market. And our second core focus would be to make sure that our properties are performing in the manner in which they should be.
Yeah. Is it, it's slots most. I mean, what's most of the business? People assume in their head, I think they think, oh, craps and roulette and the excitement of people yelling at the tables, and when you walk into a casino you see it, but really it's the slots, isn't it?
No doubt. From the early days of gambling, it was about table games primarily, and the slots kind of fell second. And in some jurisdictions that's still the case, but in our particular jurisdiction it's about 70% slots and 30% tables, the revenue mix.
Right. Wow. How long have you been in the casino business?
Since 1998, started in Las Vegas. Yeah, I'm relatively new. I'm fairly young, but I didn't graduate till late in college. I didn't go to school till I was 25, and then I was just at the right place at the right time and met the right people and
got into it. Are you from this area, Bradley, or from someplace else?
From California, originally, 20 years there, and I went to school at UNLV.
And that's what brought you into
it. That's what got me
into the business. So you're a transplant to Mississippi. What do you like about the Gulf Coast?
Well, I like the opportunity, first of all. I like the people. I like the direction. We're on the starting point of the spectrum, if you will, of growth and development, whereas Vegas is kind of on the decline at that point.
Sure.
And so I see a lot of great opportunity, a lot of great people that can make things happen. And to be a part of it, a major part of it, is exciting to me. It's thrilling because we have a great destination. We're in a great market. We've got beaches. The only thing that really differentiates us from Vegas, in my opinion, is the air service that we don't have.
Right.
But we have the beaches. We have the water. We have the seafood. We have a lot of different things that they can't offer.
Right. No kidding. Here's my last question. So you're a transplant. You come down to the Gulf. And Katrina hits, because we were talking about that in Bouncing Around Tonight. Personally, did you have water in your house? What happened?
Interesting. I came down from Memphis, Tennessee. That's where I was living before here, working in Tunica. And I moved down here on August 22nd of 2005, just 7 days before the hurricane. So all my stuff was in transit from Tunica, Mississippi.
So
I had to divert to Pensacola.
Oh.
So I do tell a story. I did lose everything in Hurricane Katrina, although I wasn't officially down here.
That winning smile. Bradley, it's been a pleasure to have you on the show.
It's the winter cold and flu supplement sale at HerbalHealer.com. Take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on the best cold and flu supplements available. Many of you know elderberry is exceptional against viral infections. Right now, Herbal Healer Academy has elderberry power, regularly priced at $16.95, now incredibly low, at only $10 for 60 vegetarian caps. For children and seniors, our Herbal Healer Academy Flu Away Elderberry Liquid is only $13 for a 4-ounce bottle. Also on super sale, olive leaf capsules, oregano oil plus capsules, and our incredible respirate formula, oregacillin physician strength capsules for your lungs. Normally $34.95, now just $25. Hit the winter specials link at herbalheater.com for these cold and flu supplement specials and other on sale products like apple cider vinegar, brain power, and neuro recovery. New customers get a free catalog with your first order. Log on and hit the winter specials now at herbalheater.com.
Again, the Congressional Budget Office sounds the alarm. This time warns of Greek-style U.S. debt crises. You heard me right. The GAO is drawing a parallel between the U.S. economy, its debt, and the current Greek economic meltdown. With the debt-to-GDP chart climbing into unfamiliar territory, the growing budget deficit will rise to unsupportable levels. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. The Federal Debt and Risk of Financial Crises document the CBO has published is a must-read for every American. Covering the risk of continued deficit spending coupled with an aging population and the rising interest rates spell economic disaster. It's imperative that you get a copy of this document and study it for yourself. Call me today at 800-686-2237, and I'll send you a free copy. Again, call 800-686-2237 and ask for your copy of the CBO document. Once again, you need to read this government report. Call 800-686-2237.
Okay, I want to address the skeptics listening to talk radio. You hear multiple commercials on products that make you feel better and help you lose weight, but you don't believe it. Companies come and go. Well, people, I understand. You really are desiring a product that works, but you're tired of getting burned with substandard quality, gimmicks, and 3 to 6 month get-involved contracts. Life Change Tea is different. I speak for Life Change Tea because I lost 25 pounds, lowered my blood pressure, and blood sugar levels. I sleep well at night knowing Life Change Tea customers are receiving a real product that works, customer service, and customer satisfaction. So here's my spiel. Test us, try us, and receive results. And if you don't try us, that's okay. And if you do, you'll be a happy tea customer getting healthy. So order now. Call us at 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Or you can log on to getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. In my opinion, you won't be sorry.
All right, so how do you get yourself back on your feet as a community? And really a couple of communities, a couple of different counties. That's what they tried to figure out on the Mississippi Gulf Coast, because it is the Mississippi Gulf Coast when you're talking about five different counties, not to confuse people. People think Biloxi, and yes, that is one of them, but there are several other key counties. So who better to talk to than the master of spin, Reed Geis? And I hear he has incredible stories. He is the PR man, bar none. He got together with a couple of other agencies, and they formed something called the Big Three. Reed, tell me why you formed the Big Three.
Well, you know, things were really tough after Katrina. And we're having a hard time getting back on our feet and getting the message out there that our tourism destination was open for business. So we got together and just volunteered our services to the local Convention and Visitors Bureau. They had, at the time, had an out-of-town agency. They were dragging their feet on this thing. We said, look, we can't afford to wait. We'll just jump in there and do it, okay? So we did. And then later they've actually hired us. We're on our at the end of our third year. Working for the CVB, and more recently have been working with the state Mississippi Development Authority. With the money that BP gave the state, we've been helping them with that money as well.
Right. So what's the first year you get together to pull the resources, then you have a war room, a game plan.
Exactly.
So what was the number one game plan? How do you get the buzz?
Well,
how do you create the buzz from down here to vibrate across the country?
Well, radio sure is good.
That's a good answer since we're down here.
This has been an incredibly complicated and beautifully put together plan, if I might say so myself. We're using social media. We're using radio. We're using promotion, contest, television. It's called the Wish You Were Here campaign. And we're in most of our fly markets, I'd say from Branson, Springfield area, over into Atlanta, and then back down into Tampa, St. Pete, and also we're in our drive areas, like Panama City, Mobile, the North Shore of New Orleans. And it's worked. You know, it's amazing in other areas where tourism is really tanked. Our tourism expenditures actually went up 26% over last year.
Wow, 26%.
Yeah, 26%. But you got to remember, last year was awful because it was a recession.
Right.
But nonetheless, we were able to do that even in the face of this adversity. One reason is because we have more than a beach. You know, the beach destinations like Destin, Panama City, they really hit hard because people go there for the beach. But here you've got gaming, you have golf, you've got dining, you have all these other things to do, and you have the beach.
Sure.
So, you know, having a multidimensional destination really helped us out.
And it's multidimensional, but what, I'm sure you do numbers on this, what's the number one thing, if you had to rank them, because I know you rank them, what's the number one thing? Is it gaming?
Oh, it's gaming. Yeah, it is gaming. You know, and if beach comes in second, even though people don't go to the beach, they like the idea that you can drive for 26 miles right next to a beach and look at the Gulf the whole time. You know, it's a really cool way to go to work in the morning.
Yeah, no kidding.
You know, just drive right down the beach. It's lovely.
What do you think for you, what is the hidden secret of this area? Obviously, we just talked about the beaches and the view and all that sort of thing. Mm-hmm. But I'm going to tell you as an outsider what's interesting. You don't, it's like a box of Cracker Jacks. You don't really know what's down here. I had no idea the barrier islands. Yeah. And I'm not a dumb woman, but I had no idea that there were so many other things to do. It's not just swinging the sticks, and it's not just jumping on the boat, which
that's
is
right.
good to go fishing. And then there's all these incredible shops that are, yes, you can shop anywhere in the world, but they're really cool and kitschy and unique, and they're mom and pop. I mean, we have so
that's
many
right.
bloody giant stores that they're were homogenous in a lot of places. It's not homogenous here, is it?
No, it isn't. And one of the big problems we've had is the lack of geography lessons to people for years in America. A lot of people don't even know that Mississippi has a Gulf Coast. You know, but we do. We got 62 miles of beach down here nestled in between New Orleans and Mobile. You know, due east you have Mobile, due west you have New Orleans. And then in between there, there's a place called the Mississippi Gulf Coast, and here we are.
What's the number? You were talking about fly areas that you were hitting up, and you were talking about drive areas.
Yes.
What's from what area, like Tampa, St. Pete, or New Orleans, where's the number one draw, though? Where's the number where your crowds come in, number one?
Okay, now, before the casinos, it was definitely Louisiana and the rest of Mississippi. It was to the west of us. But since the casinos came, we're actually getting a lot of Florida business. People used to pass us by to go to the beaches and in the beautiful water of Florida when the interstate was put out there. But now that we have casinos, some of our biggest markets are to the east of us, not to the west of us, to the east of us, like Mobile, Panama City, Pensacola, Tallahassee, Tampa, St. Pete. These are important markets. Now, you got to remember, we have a lot of tour business that comes in here by bus.
Right.
And that appeals to an older demographic. And there's a lot of folks that come up here from Florida to go to the casinos by bus, by tour bus.
Yeah.
And it's really terrific.
So the Katrina thing happens. You bounce back. You form the big three. Then one day you get a phone call. Yo, Reed, we got this oil spill happening. And you just have to be saying to yourself, really? And like everyone else in America, and certainly I was one of those people, and I know people who have worked on platforms, and I called them immediately to find out, well, how big is this? What's the deal?
Right.
And suddenly you realize this is really big because now we're going April, May, June, July, August, not until September totally done with the cap of the well and all that.
Right.
So how did you weather that?
Well, right out of the chute, the Mississippi Gulf Coast Convention and Visitors Bureau went straight to our drive-in markets with a big TV campaign and radio campaign to tell people that we were open. We didn't have oil on our beach for months because of the hydrology and the currents and the prevailing winds. The oil actually passed us by and went to the Florida and the lower Alabama beaches before it came here. It's really interesting. The way they determine the Mississippi-Louisiana boundaries in the water out here is they put a barrel in the Pearl River, and they followed it when it left the Pearl River. And it went out south of us, and it cut. And so Louisiana is due south.
Right.
It's really wild. But those same currents in the same prevailing winds kept the oil from coming here for months. And we just had to get that message out to people. You know, we're not up to our neck in oil. And if they were to cut that thing off, maybe 6 or 8 weeks earlier, we probably would not got any oil at all. But We were spared a lot of what happened in Florida and Alabama. We just didn't see that much.
Well, there had to be like a daily countdown. I mean, it had to be like a daily watch here.
It was.
Where somebody was, what's the latest? What's going on? Have you called BP? It was it like that every day?
Day 67.
Oh, I can't imagine. Because, you know, as you said, you're hanging on to that. What's the cutoff point? How far is it coming down? Mm-hmm. You saw Bobby Jindal, the governor of Louisiana, go crazy. And then what was going to happen in Florida, Governor Chris was freaking out because, of course, the tourism for their beaches is like you said. And how can you predict with the currents? Scientists were trying to predict, but it's not an exact
science. Oh, no, hydrology is not an exact science.
It was
very, very trying. And, of course, everybody's got their TV sets on to that wellhead with the oil, you know, 24 hours a day.
Oh, absolutely.
And then, of course, there was that one bird that showed up on the front pages of all the newspapers. They were saying it was a pelican, but it wasn't. It was a northern gannet, or gannet, however you want to pronounce it.
Right.
The same bird over and over and over and over again.
Of course. You know? There's your oily bird. I hate to say, that's exactly
that's it.
It's tough. We have like a minute. We have a minute or so left.
Yes.
What would you tell people after Katrina and after the oil spill? What would you tell people that are listening from across the country about the people of the Gulf Coast and here in Mississippi?
The word is resilient, and we appreciate all the help that we've gotten from a non-governmental organization, churches, and others that came to help us rebuild after Katrina. And we appreciate too what BP has done for us. They have dropped a lot of millions of dollars in here to help make us whole. They've given us $18 million just to promote the Mississippi Gulf Coast, to let people know that we're open for business and everything that we have to offer. But this is a resilient people. They don't moan, you know, after Katrina. We look out of that rubble at that alien landscape and shed a tear. But then we hitched up our britches and we got to work. We started clearing up, cleaning up. We got together. We put a plan together, and the plans work. It's working. We have a brand new destination here.
Wish you were here. Was that your tagline?
That's our tagline.
Did you come up with
it? No, actually,
that's
didn't.
A good one.
I can't take credit for it. We have about 30 people that work with us at the Big Three. I am the creative director there, so I recognized it as a good idea.
That's all that counts. Then you can get some credit for it.
That's right.
All right, Wish You Were Here, I think, is a great line, by the way. 19 million visitors, I guess, all together. Last year, right?
Yes, that's right.
And this coastline, as we were just talking about here, is just incredible. I see it every morning. I feel so fortunate that you brought me down here and we've been able to bring these stories to the people that are listening to America Tonight. And once again, Reed Geist, thank you so much
thank
for joining
so much.
Us on America
it very
Tonight.
Much. Okay, thank you.
As gardeners, we can all relate.
What do you do with all of the excess food that you grow?
Freezing or canning may have been the process you've used, but the good folks at Excalibur Dehydrator have a healthy alternative to preserve the fruits of your labor. The Excalibur Dehydrator will help you preserve your fruits and vegetables quickly and easily, so you don't have to worry about premature spoiling. You can also use your Excalibur Dehydrator year-round to make delicious jerky. And the best part? The foods you dehydrate are free from excess additives, salt, and preservatives. And that's something we can all do without. To learn more and to order your very own Excalibur Dehydrator, visit drying123.com and see how the Excalibur Dehydrator can help you preserve your favorite foods.
Mention coupon code GCN and receive a free book on how to preserve your foods.
Again, that's drying123.com, drying123.com, or call 1-800-875-4254. That's 1-800-875-4254 today.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
You may not be thinking of lead and brass as precious metal investments. And you may not be thinking about ammo when we say battery station. But you should, because Battery Station has a large inventory of the most popular calibers. Just go to BatteryStation.com and click on ammunition. There, you'll see where Second Amendment patriots invest in precious metals for .380, 9mm, 40 cal, 45 ACP, 38 Special, 357 Magnum, 223, 30-06, 308, and more. Be sure to look for the October GCN specials in blue boxes, too, at BatteryStation.com. We shoot what we sell, and all battery station ammo is all factory. No reloads. You'll enjoy great customer service, great prices, and fast shipping. Plus, all orders over $30 will receive a free patriotic flag. So invest in gold and silver. But don't forget about investing in lead and brass, too, at BatteryStation.com. Call 417-257-7799 or go to BatteryStation.com today.
Pure water. What could be better than the gift of health for your loved ones? And who better to help you give the gift this holiday season than BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com? If those on your gift list are drinking or bathing in unfiltered city or well water, chances are that water is contaminated with rust, bacteria, chlorine, and fluoride. For just pennies a day, Berkey Water Filters remove dangerous contaminants from both well and city water, is powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, and is great for camping and emergencies. Right now, GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems and free shipping on orders over $50. Purchase any filter system from BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com to get your choice of Berkey Sport bottles, a KDF shower filter, a set of fluoride filters, or the new Sight Glass spigot absolutely free. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Give the gift of health at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com today.
Looking for the ultimate superfood? One that will give you lasting energy, improve your sense of well-being, and help you build lean muscle? One World Whey is the first ever unheated whey protein powder on the market. Virtually all other whey protein powders on the market are heated. This damages 15% or more of the proteins, making them unusable to the body. Fresh raw whey has been used for hundreds of years to alleviate many health problems. The life-giving properties in raw whey are now available in One World Whey. Whether you want to build immunity, strength, endurance, muscle, slow down aging, or just feel a lot better, One World Whey may be the perfect food for you. One World Whey is also an ideal emergency preparedness food. Simply mix with water and you'll have a delicious, life-giving protein food in vanilla, chocolate, or strawberry. For your free report on the benefits of unheated whey protein powder, call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldwhey.com.
All right, coast to coast and all those nooks and crannies in between Cape Delaney, America tonight. As always, happy to be the skipper of this little ship here as we zig and zag all over the place. Actually, the ship is getting bigger, and we were in a very cool place this past week, the Mississippi Gulf Coast. However, that's Biloxi, and it encompasses several areas, in fact, five different counties. And we caught up with Bill Holmes, and he's with the Mississippi Coast Coliseum and Convention Center. In fact, he is the director. He is the man. He's been here for decades. And the last time when we were talking to Bill, we actually talked about the devastation of Katrina and how emotional it was for him because this is his baby, and when he turned around and saw what had happened. And now, what a show place this is also grown up to be after that, with some of the renovations and the first class things that they've been able to do with this facility. Just, incredible stuff. And we're hearing a lot of stories like that. Bill, thanks for coming back on with us. We appreciate it.
Oh, thank you, Kate. It's always good to tell our story because, you know, our story, you know, unfortunately, there's a lot of natural disasters throughout America and everybody has a story, but we got hit pretty hard and you know what? We sucked it up and we got back up because nobody promised you anything in this life. You just got to go get it.
No kidding. You know, there's convention centers all over the country, and while you're all friendly, you're all vying for business. What is it that you guys offer that's maybe different from Dallas or Philadelphia or San Francisco, let's say? I'm just throwing out a few places.
Well, I hope we have enough time because there's so much. First off, we can start with the natural resources. You can't go anywhere and catch a sunset across the Gulf of Mexico like you can right here on the Gulf. You sit out here, and after you get through the meetings, you can walk the boardwalk, which stretches for miles and miles. And if you're a marathon runner, you got 27 miles of beaches. You want a little action, you can go into the casinos. There's 11 of them right here in this immediate area, and they offer entertainment every night. They've got some of the most exciting restaurants and some of the most interesting chefs. You name the food and you'll get it. And I'm talking about nationally and internationally trained, renowned chefs that are here. So golf courses, unbelievable golf courses. You go into a lot of areas, and there's not a lot of nighttime activity to do after you get out of the meetings. Now, you want to network with your peers because you haven't seen them, but we also have the environment that you can do that if you want a really nice, classy nightclub where you can have a drink and listen to some good jazz music. It's here. It's not something, well, it just happens on Saturday night. So you got 24/7 action. You got 24/7 natural beauty. And then, like I say, in our golf courses, we have some of the greatest designers, Fazio, I'm sure the other people have talked about it, have designed some of the finest golf courses. So you have a challenge there. Now let's go fishing. How about last weekend I catch 2 28-pound snapper just to start it out?
Wow.
And I'm talking about I held them to my waist and the tail hit my ankles. I mean, now.
How long did that take to reel those two suckers
about,
in?
Well, I have to be honest with you. It took about 10, 15 minutes, and they were pulling really hard. So I turned it over to my 32-year-old son and said, here, baby, take it. Daddy got it hooked. You boat it. And you know what? I was proud because, you know, there's a challenge in hooking.
Sure.
I never did that. Now I'm 65, and I feel like I'm still as strong. I'll run the best race. But you know what? There's sometimes your head just has to give up to the body.
Yeah, no kidding, huh?
Right. And when I hooked it, I didn't have a belt on. And, boy, I thought at first I had an amberjack. But you know what? That's what you call living. Kate, that's what you got here on the Mississippi Gulf Coast. It's serenity. It's commune with God and nature. It's peace. What else you don't have that some of the bigger cities have? You don't have the crime rate. You can go out at night and you can walk with your friends and you can talk and you can overlook so many boardwalks that overlook the water. And you sit up there. If you go to the casinos that are on the golf side, they have absolutely gorgeous swimming pool areas, and I mean large. You don't even have you don't even know that you're in the deep south. I mean, sometimes I take my vacation. If I take a week, I go into the casino and I don't tell anybody I'm here, and I get the greatest rock massages. And if you never had a rock massage, you never lived, you know. And then you sit there and you get to exercise a little bit and you get a great breakfast. And then you go out and overlook the water and you think, wow, isn't life great?
Yeah, no kidding. And we want to tell everyone, what's interesting, too, is Bill is a transplant. You are a Yankee. You're not from the South,
I was
right?
born in California. Right? I went to 13 different schools in 12 years. So like I said, I think yesterday, you know, when I was in the South, I said, y'all come back, put the dishes in the zinc, the zinc. And then when I was up North, in New Jersey and places like that,
right.
I said, in Rhode Island, I lived there for a while. My dad was in the Navy.
So you moved.
Yeah, Virginia, Portsmouth, you know, those areas.
Yeah.
And then you say, y'all come back. And up there you say, use guys.
Use guys.
So, I mean, you know.
I grew up in the use guys area, so I totally get it. Then this is a tough question because so many events have happened here, and you've been here for such a long time. But everybody has one moment. What was your biggest moment, your biggest event, the time you were the most proud, the one thing?
God, there have been so many.
I knew you were going to say that.
No, there really has.
Yeah.
There, you know, I think when Pavarotti was here.
Ooh.
It was such a coup, you know. I mean, we had people drive from New Orleans and say, we're coming to Biloxi, Mississippi to see Pavarotti? What's this all about? And I'm like, yeah, man, aren't you glad that you come to a beautiful place to see Pavarotti sing? And, you know, it was 2 years before he passed, you know.
Right.
And so we had a great concert. It was sold out. I think some of the most treasured moments is actually watching people come in the building on some of the major concerts that we've had. And we've had almost every major concert that's on tour except for the Madonnas, you know, because the money's so high on those shows that they have to go into the stadiums,
sure.
You know, because they're millions of dollars guaranteed. And when you're doing a 12,000-seat arena, you can't charge as much, you know, for the ticket. You can't charge $500 a ticket.
Right.
So, we've had almost all the A acts that have been on tour, but to watch the people come in and if it's a young person's act, do air guitar. Or I remember when Korn was here and they were all jumping
Korn.
Up and jumping up and down on the floor, you know. And I had judges. I saw some of my younger judges that were out on the floor for Korn and they were jumping up and down. And you know, you totally lose yourself. You know that you've had something to do to make them recharge their batteries, something to make them to forget their debts.
Right.
Something that they had some real downers this week or something, and they have forgot it all now, and they are totally relaxed. I have them in my care. I've got great environment. The air conditioners are blowing nice and cold. They're very safe.
Right.
Security's doing their job. And, you know, that is such a wonderful feeling. It's instant feedback that you know that you had a little bit to make somebody's life an experience.
Yeah.
You know, and when you're able to do that, then you've known you've gone to the top and you've seen the sun rise and set.
Right, because you put on the product you wanted to and the people were pumped and
it
all went smoothly.
And they've come in here. That's right.
So. And then you know, because you're in the business of this, it's word of mouth. So when the word of mouth spreads, hey, that's a great place, whatever, the concert was good, blah, 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 they'll come back.
Right.
Yeah.
And, of course, you know, you take a lot of pride in a lot of the conventions that we do. Well, we just hosted you to the National Governors Conference. And to see all of the governors come in, I mean, just key leaders in your country that are making key decisions and,
sure.
and where we're going to go for the future and our grandchildren and to see those people in action and watch the news media chase after them. You know, there was a little conflict in Georgia when we had the National Governors Conference and the news media was chasing him, wanting to know when he's going to make this decision.
Right.
And it was quite exciting how you see the aides intercepting them and saying the governor doesn't want to address that today. And, you know, so those kind of things to know that you had a part is just a heartfelt deal and a way of saying, you know, all that training you've had, all that schooling, all that trying to be excellent in whatever you do kind of paid off. And the feedback that you get is it feels good. And now that I'm at 65 and I'm looking at possibly retiring here soon and then I'm watching the stock market go up and down and I'm watching them, you know, unfortunately, I think in Washington they're giving. It's like, well, how am I going to survive in the later run? Of course,
I'm not
prepared.
Retiring.
you know, maybe I'll take on a new challenge or something, you know.
Yeah, who would you pass that baton to? I know you have good people, I'm sure.
I have an assistant that's been behind me now we've been a team for 19 years.
Wow.
And I've got some great people coming up behind me. And I've been to Costa Rica every year now for the last 5 years, and I found that to be the most exciting place in the whole world.
Mm-hmm.
The food, the people, 65% speak English, and you cannot get enough beauty. Within 15 minutes, you're in 280 foot of water.
Yeah.
Catching blue marlin.
Yeah.
Oh,
I know. I'm dying to go down there and do that.
You know, listen, I still get up in the morning, they shoot that gun, I'm out the block. And I'm running. The only problem, though, is I'm not winning as many races, you know. As you get older, you know, you always, you know, especially if you had children, you'd arm wrestle them and you'd race them and all that. And I never let my kids win until they actually won. Honestly won.
Right.
And now they constantly come back, hey, old man, you want arm wrestle?
What a way to end this interview. Well, continued success down here. It's great hearing your stories. You're such an energetic, positive guy, and I can tell you're a positive influence on this community. We appreciate it.
Well, thank you for being here. And I want all your listeners to know you need to come to the Mississippi Gulf Coast because I'm telling you, you will never experience anything for the money that you pay. And on the Mississippi Gulf Coast.
Excellent. Thanks, Bill.
Hurricanes, ice storms, blackouts, and the prospect of civil unrest. When the unexpected happens, will you be ready? Hundreds of concerned citizens across America have already installed wind generators to help protect their families in the event of a disaster. So act now and build your own wind generator with an easy-to-assemble kit from WindBluePower.com. Wind Blue Power carries the best battery-charging wind generators and permanent magnet alternators in the country. Our 12-volt wind generator kits are also great for small cabins and campers, and all Wind Blue Power kits qualify for a 30% tax credit. So get your discount now. Go to WindBluePower.com today and enter coupon code RADIO for 5% off, or simply call 800-976-0026. 800-976-0026. Protect your family's emergency energy needs now at WindBluePower.com.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Alley-C. Why Alley-C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Alley-C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Alley-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Alley-C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Alley-C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Alley-C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Alley-C. For more information and to order Alley-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Alley-C today.
Continuing to bring you the tales from the Mississippi Gulf Coast. Boy, this has been such a terrific, terrific visit for me. I cannot believe the things that we have seen and cannot believe how resilient, as we were just talking about, how resilient the people are in this area. And I'm telling you, I meet them on the elevator on the way up and down to the casino and the beach. There's some great folks here. I'm just kidding. I am not gambling. I have not been gambling. I have been looking and touring and finding out everything I can about the Mississippi Gulf Coast. So we are pleased to welcome to the show, here from Radio Row, actually, Janice Jones. And she is the manager of the media and public relations. Boy, that's a good title. They have the coolest cards, too. I know this is radio, but it's like a beach. I want to steal this design. I'm going to put it up on our website at AmericanTonight.net. Janice, thanks for stopping by. We appreciate it.
Well, thank you.
Let's talk about, you know, more of the aspect of how do you build. We were talking earlier to Reed Geisen. How do you build back when you've been slammed by something? And other places in the country certainly know this. When you get slammed by a natural disaster, when you get slammed by a man-made disaster, you know, there's a slew of things that can happen. A gas leak, like outside of San Francisco, it's been a nightmare for that one little community there. So tell me what it was like for you the day when you first heard about the oil spill.
Well, initially it wasn't anything for us. It was so far out. It didn't really impact us. It was so far out. They were saying there was no oil leaking. It was no real big deal. I actually was in Arizona at a CVB conference learning how to
deal with
software that we have.
Learning how to do software. Okay. So there you go.
How to better understand it.
Right.
So I was actually getting some phone calls trying to go online, look up Sun Herald information, trying to connect that way. So at first it didn't seem like it was going to be that big of a deal. We're kind of, if you will, we're kind of in a cul-de-sac here. We don't have currents that would bring the oil in naturally. So we kind of knew we were somewhat protected. We knew it was going to be storms, more or less, that would bring it in. Just the natural offcast from the oil rigs tend to go east of us anyway.
Right.
We didn't see any impact until late June. And that had a lot to do with the currents. And that was actually when the oil was moving away from Alabama that it impacted some of the barrier islands to our east. And then it entered the Mississippi Sound, and we started seeing tar balls
mm-hmm.
coming ashore on our beaches.
Mm-hmm.
So our impact here was more perception. And that has been our battle, has been the perception that everything from the Texas coast to the Florida tip, even the Keys, was impacted by the oil, and that had to do with the rumor of the loop, the oil getting in the loop, and that it would take it around to the east coast as well. So all the way from the Texas coast to the Florida Keys was impacted by perception much more than reality.
So how do you... So that's your job, is to dispel that rumor, that myth. And you know how hard it is, the perception when it's out there and it just gets cemented. It's like when they make a mistake in the newspaper, and I used to say, oh, isn't that great? They put a retraction, a correction, but it's buried in the back and it's too late because people aren't paying attention to that. So what do you do? Because now you've changed gears, I'm sure, from the software in Arizona to, oh, no, this is June, and we got a little bit of a problem here. So what do you do?
What we found, we did a lot on Facebook. We posted on the front page of our website regular updates, and then we had an interior page that kept up with the details of what was going on. So we touched on the front page, and then we had the details on the inside, and then it was business as usual. A lot of social media was much more effective. The advertising campaigns, people don't really pay a whole lot of attention to that anymore.
Right.
And there was actually, we didn't do the studies, but Florida and Alabama did follow-up studies on their advertising campaigns, and lo and behold, that's what they found. People paid a lot more attention to social media than they did the advertising campaigns. So
what do? You see, you put up a Facebook page and say, no oil here. Look, Ma, no oil. Or you Twitter, no oil today, no oil yesterday.
Put up a lot of pictures.
There you go.
Current pictures. That's what they want to see. You show the pictures of reality.
Right.
Let them see what it really looks like.
Do you feel like from June to now, has some of that perception gone away that, ooh, it's, you know, you got to...
Oddly enough, as soon as that second cap went on and they closed it and there was no more oil flowing
right.
into the Gulf, our hotels and our receptionists started receiving phone calls saying, how close are you to the beach?
Really?
Yep. As soon as the oil stopped flowing, that switch tripped.
How interesting.
In people's minds.
Because probably BP put up the live picture of the oil gushing out, I think. And remember that the people...
24/7,
right.
You saw the oil gushing into the Gulf of Mexico.
Right.
And then as soon as that cap was sealed,
right.
You saw no more oil flowing into the Gulf of Mexico. So by the time they actually did the cementing of the well and it was totally sealed off and there was going to be no more oil, you know, flowing into the Gulf of Mexico, there were a lot of media calls saying, well, now, how are you feeling about this? How are you feeling about this? Well, we had already seen the shift of people calling and saying, you know, we're ready to come back. Where are the hotels? How close are you to the beach? So it actually happened when the oil stopped flowing.
Wow, how interesting.
The shift.
Wow. And so now you've seen the shift. So really, that's September we're talking about. right? September, beginning of September, end of August.
End of July.
Oh, end of July. End of July for the capping.
End of July for the capping. That's right.
So end of July. So really, just the beginning of the summer, the tail end of the summer, you started to pick up.
Right. Now, it's kind of an odd mix of numbers there because we had a lot of VP contractors in the hotel. So
yeah,
the occupancy rates didn't really reflect the tourism. So we had some of our attractions had really good numbers because they weren't water-based.
Right.
As in on the water.
So what would the attractions be that were still good, that still had good numbers?
Well, having said water-based,
right,
Gulf Islands Water Park.
Perfect. It's a different kind of water.
Which is, it's actually north of I-10.
Right.
Of course, it's you know, chlorine and
sure,
such that. They know that it doesn't have anything to do with the Gulf. Lynn Meadows Discovery Center had really good numbers this year. Those are the two that I can name off the top of my
right
head. The casino revenue was strong, not as good as some had anticipated. But this was the year that was supposed to be the best year since Katrina.
So then you got a curveball with the spill.
Right.
Wow, so you never know what's going to happen, that's for sure.
Well, now everybody's hoping for next year.
Right. And so that's what you do. You plan for next year, right? Because
right,
we're almost out of this year anyway.
Right.
And do you start, okay, January, you're not waiting for the summer, certainly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No. And we have a lot of good things that are going to be happening in 2011. We had the Frank Gehry Museum open.
Right.
You know, the Ora Keefe Museum of Art opened in November. So they're moving forward with that. We have several groundbreakings that are going to be taking place this next year. The Jefferson Davis Presidential Library will be finished this year, and then they'll be opening in 2012. Infinity, over in Hancock County, is going to be opening in 2011. So we've got a lot that we're looking forward to in 2011 for good openings.
Yeah, do you feel like, I mean, you're worried about tourism and all that sort of stuff. Are people starting to come back here? Because you lost some people, but are they starting to come back? Not too much, actually, though. I mean, Mississippians, it seems to me, might go away, even if it's for business or personal reasons, but then they always seem to come back.
To me, there seems to be, when people come to the Mississippi Gulf Coast, they kind of fall in love with it. They find a favorite restaurant, a favorite casino, a favorite event.
Right.
And when they come back for a series of things. They don't come back for just that favorite casino. They come back and they go to that favorite event, and then they visit their favorite restaurant, and they happen to stay at their favorite casino or their favorite other hotel.
Right.
So it's a value destination for them.
Right.
They don't come back for just one thing. They come back for a handful.
Couple
of things,
yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
So and they tend to come back more than once a year.
Mm-hmm.
So when they come back here, when they come the first time, they tend to fall in love, and then they find a reason to come back that second time.
Mm. Yeah. And then they stay, and then they're yours.
Yeah.
Well, thank you very much. It's been a pleasure talking to you. I'm going to rip off this card. I swear. I'm going to put my name on this card. I love it. JJ, she is not related to Jerry Jones.
Do not
send me emails about tickets to the Dallas Cowboys. Thank you very much.
Thank you.